And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Haven't changed our names lately.
Nope, not gonna either.
There you go. No future in it, huh?
Nope, none at all.
And we're joined by Mr. Dan Pimentel. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
That's a first.
Keep it up, they'll hire you here.
Oh, yeah. Of Air Planista, which that I'm not even... What's that?
It's the name of my aviation blog, Air Planista.
Okay, like Fashionista, exactly. Air Planista.
Yeah, very good.
Cool. Very cool. And what's up today?
Well, I'm here today. Tonight is my Oshbash event. It's a social media tweet up that we have. The Avgeek community around here.
Wow, I'm so disconnected.
You are disconnected.
A tweet up. Anyway, go ahead.
It's a place where people that hang out on Twitter can get together and meet face to face. People that do this are called Avgeeks. There's a lot of them, and it's growing. And so every year I throw this event over in the press tent, and we get together and put faces with names and celebrate airplanes and technology and all kinds of fun things.
And talk about geeky aviation subjects.
Well, there's a lot of them out there, and I enjoy talking aviation anyway, so why not?
And how long have you been doing this now?
This is going to be my third year doing it. I've been writing the blog since 2005. But this will be my third one, and the first two sold out. They didn't sell out because it's free, but it packed the press tent with people, so it's a great thing. I think this year it'll be the same thing.
So I imagine you were a little surprised at the response of yourself.
Yes and no. This community of people on Twitter is growing just exponentially all the time, and there's more this year. There's more than there's just coming out of the woodwork, and so I expect a full house.
Wow,
sounds like fun. Got room for a couple of radio geeks?
Oh, I'm sure. Get there early. Starts at 5:30.
Yeah, I was going to say, get there early.
Yeah, I think it seats about 90 people, 85 people at the very most, and it's going to be, every seat will be taken.
It'll well beyond that,
it's going to go SRO very quickly.
It will be. But there is a large breezeway outside in a hospitality area. They've got there's a wall of windows behind them on the press tent, so the people out there, they'll be able to hear the audio, and they'll be able to look in, so... Yeah, come on over if you want to. You may have to, sit in the hospitality area and listen, or stand there in the breezeway and watch.
Well, there you go.
Sounds like a fun time.
Good.
A fun time will be had by most.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you're wearing an interesting shirt. It says 1 million pilots. Conversation starts here. What's that about?
Well, I wrote a blog post in December. I was writing with a group of people called Blogging Information, and the theme was our Christmas wish for aviation. And so I wrote, I'd love to see 1 million certified pilots. And of course, it's about 552-ish thousand right now. Obviously, 1 million is a huge goal. Well, I wrote that and I said, wouldn't it be great if all of the major associations came together as one giant collective and worked towards this goal? They're all doing great things individually. Young Eagles is a great example. It's a huge success. And each group does their own good thing. And so I just threw this out there in a blog post. Well, it really caught fire. The whole idea of a collective where people, they all work together, it caught fire. So I started thinking, I need some sort of entertainment for this Oshbash event tonight. So I put together the GA Power Collective. It's a panel discussion we're going to have tonight with seven representatives from AOPA, EAA, Gamma, LAMA, Ramadama Ding Dong.
Right.
I thought the same thing.
He beat you to it.
And we're going to have this discussion of just the theory of, what would happen if all of these groups got together, took all of their financial and intellectual resources, sat down and came up with a way that we can communicate the message that needs to be communicated out to the public, that come join us, come learn to fly. That message is just not getting out to the public. And unfortunately, all they see these days is the bad things about aviation. And so I don't have any plan or I don't have the answer. I don't think anybody really has the answer. I think the answer's out there. And so I'm just going to propose what would happen if these groups all agreed to get together and talk about this. And maybe they can come up with an answer about why there's only 6% of the pilots are women. That's a mind boggle. It just blows everybody's mind. It should be.
Not only that, but it really ruins the parties.
It does. The other thing is that there's a lot of gray hair around this.
Or in my case, no hair, but anyway.
Well, obviously addressing the aging population, that is something that is, something that we all have to deal with. Any organization has to work with that, but it just seems to be more pronounced in the airline industry because certain parts of this have a finite lifespan. You hit 65, poof, your career as an airline pilot is over.
Right.
And as for women, I don't know. I don't know how to address it. I see more and more women riding motorcycles, but I would not know where to start to entice women. Say, hey, look, you can do this. Show the guys up.
Well, if you see a woman flying an airplane, you're probably too close.
But
I didn't say that.
We should put the disclaimer out now. But you know, I can understand that there is you know, there are a lot of women out there that probably have thought, you know, I'd really like to fly, and we just aren't reaching them for some reason. We've got the social media, the alphabet organizations. We've all got to work together here to try and get these ladies in the cockpits. This is not the impossible dream. It's very doable.
It is very doable, and that's the secret weapon for growth, I think, in aviation, is to tap that market. And we have to figure out a way to do that. And that's why I suggested this collective, because maybe they can all sit down together. You know, Embry-Riddle is one of the people. Frank Ayers, he's the chancellor of the Prescott campus. He's going to be one of the people on the panel. And between these groups and the ones that aren't going to be on the panel, somebody maybe has the answer of how to solve that riddle. We need to figure out why women aren't coming into aviation first. And then when there's got to be a reason or two. Once we do that, then we have to figure out how, as an industry, we communicate to that. You know, I'm in advertising and marketing as a day job, and there's a message out there that will get those women to come into flight schools, but it hasn't been transmitted yet. So we have to, as an industry, we need to come up with that. And so that's why I thought this panel discussion is a great way to start. That's why the T-shirt says the conversation starts here.
Well, you know, I think the mystique that we created has undone us in that aspect, that we've always portrayed aviation as manly and masculine and brave, and that's everything they don't want to be. So,
well, when I came in and landed at Appleton, we had a female captain on the regional jet, and it was one of the smoothest landings ever. And so there's absolutely no reason. I call it a genderless sky. I mean, there's absolutely no reason that women shouldn't fly.
Right. The airplane doesn't care who's flying.
It doesn't care.
That's exactly. And, you know, as long as the people up front have the training, I don't care if they're male or female either. Doesn't bother me in the least. And
as long as he gets his peanuts and can of soda.
And my luggage doesn't get lost. That's right. Important, too. But, you know, and the thing is, what I think we're missing is a lot of the ladies out there that are pilots are in a leadership position. Julie Clark, Patty Wagstaff, there are a bunch of ladies out there on the air show circuit, and they're all leaders. I met and interviewed Jody Davis yesterday, and she wants to become an aerobatic star, eventually leading to air shows down in Australia. And this woman is driven. We've got to tap into these driven women and show people, look, this is easy to do. This is not impossible.
And the other area that I think that we're missing, the industry is missing the message completely, is sport pilot. If you ask people outside of our world, how much does it cost to learn to fly? They're going to say, oh, $10,000 to $15,000. But that's not. You can get a sport pilot ticket for $5,000 or even less, and then you can fly airplanes that are burning 3 and 4 gallons an hour. That's a message that also needs to get out there to the guys that'll spend $5,000 on a road bike or on a deer rifle or on a kayak. I mean, there's this adventure type people out there by the millions that probably thinks that maybe they'd like to learn to fly. It acts like a cool idea, but it costs too much. And we need to get the message out there that no, it doesn't cost. I mean, you can get a sport pilot and get into this for less money.
I'm in favor of that.
Me too. I'm all for it. We've got to get people motivated.
We got to keep this thing going.
We do.
This flying thing is just a fad, you know.
I mean, you think about sport pilot. It's inexpensive. You get a variety of airplanes. The ratings are simple. And you get to take a passenger, take a buddy up with you, which is fantastic. And if you love it and it really gets under your skin, well, it's unlimited. You just go up.
Exactly.
You can get more ratings and learn to fly different aircraft, and before you know it, you're a professional pilot or just somebody out there really having fun.
Right.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you for joining us, and I hope Oshkosh is as busy as it is. And you said you had some help doing this.
I do. I have some door prizes that we're giving away at the end of this event tonight, and some great companies have came at me. One of them is Aeroglass. They're developing HUD system, augmented like reality.
Like Google Glass kind of thing.
Yeah, it's, they've donated a prize. Phoenix Graphics has donated a couple of some really great books, 3A Charlie books. Sporty's Pilot Shop, Flying Eyes Sunglasses, Torgeon Swiss Aviator Watches. These companies all love the idea of building the pilot community to 1 million pilots. They've got, as you would say, a horse in the race, so to speak.
Right,
definitely.
And so,
well, that's great. Well, everybody should head on over there.
5:30 tonight.
You're gonna have to read that.
Okay, great. And so it'll be streaming live at otherpeoplesairplanes.com/oshbash OSHBASH, and starts at 5:30.
All right. Thanks again for joining us, Dan.
Okay.
This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie. This is EAA Radio.